We have talked about God's hands creating our world and about us being the work of his hands. Next, we will explore the scriptures that tell us about his protective hands. In the story of the Exodus of the children of Israel out of Egypt, we read of them turning to idolatry while Moses was on Mount Sinai, receiving a long list of building directions and then instructions on how to carry out God's directions. The Israelites turned to idolatry and revelry while Moses was doing this. On returning to the people, Moses was so angry that he broke the tablets which God had written on. Later, in the tent of meeting, he intercedes for the people, and Moses cries out to the Lord to see his glory. God answers that no one can see his face and live, but he says in Exodus 33:22, "When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." God protected Moses from seeing his face, but seeing his back assured Moses his presence would go with them. In Psalm 16:8, we read, "I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." In the past couple of weeks, my world has been shaken. I saw the eye doctor about white spirals at the periphery of my right eye, and he said they were a result of aging and benign. However, in examining my eyes closely, he found a freckle in my right eye that had grown and looked suspicious. I made appointments to have it biopsied. By keeping my eyes on him and getting many people to pray, I can honestly say that I have not been shaken with him at my right hand. My heart is at peace, and I have only thanks that it was found. Listen to a few more verses from the Psalms and let them wash over you with peace. Psalm 119:70-173. "May your hands be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts." Psalm 138:7. "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me." There are some wonderful verses in the Gospel of John about God's protective hands. I will read the verses before them to give you the context. John 10:22-30. "Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him saying, 'How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly.' Jesus answered, 'I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." These are very important verses. Just as a shepherd protects his sheep, Jesus protects his people from eternal harm. While believers can expect to suffer on earth, Satan cannot harm their souls or take away their eternal life with God. And for the hard times, he protects and saves us too. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." We have to be in close fellowship with Jesus and have our spiritual armor on as we wage war against the evil one through prayer. Psalm 31:14-16. "But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love." And he sustains us. Psalm 89:21. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. Gracious, wonderful Heavenly Father, thank you for your hands, which protect us eternally and in our earthly journey here on earth, equipping us through your word and the power of the Spirit to protect us from the evil one's tactics to discourage, disillusion, and destroy. We are grateful that our times are in your hands. Let your face shine upon us and save us in your unfailing love.